Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back in Newport, and it is Audrain Concours Motor Week, and love being here every year. And we ran into our next guest last night, and he had the pleasure, as we do, of working with Wiggy, and he is the host of CBS Mornings, and of course on the panel NFL Today on CBS. Nate Burleson joins us right now. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, baby?
Have a round of applause for Nate over there.
Oh man, thank you so much. Y'all make me feel special.
How many times when you were playing with Wiggy and at practice, locker room, wherever, did you have to leave mid-story because it was going on too long?
Nah, listen, Wiggs got stories for days, but one thing I know about him is that all of his stories are true. As the kids say, there's a lot of cap out there, and Wiggs is always telling the truth.
By the way, great drip last night, yeah. If I can be so bold.
Oh, my God.
That suit, the shoes, who makes the shoes?
My shoes were Mark Nolan, a little something to soft it up. This is my first time here, so I really wanted to, you know, show up and match the energy and the vibe of the weekend. Listen, there's a lot of fancy cars. Me and Wiggs, we was over there looking at a few, and I got a little bit of money, but I'm going to need straight hand money to buy some of these vehicles.
Yeah. But Nate's always had drip, though. Nate has always been one of them dudes that's always had drip. So
you need the Brady money for that, Nate.
Nah, that's a fact. No doubt about it.
Did you get asked to play flag football with Tom Brady in the Middle East?
Oh, my goodness. I heard about that. What was the number again for him to go play flag football?
$75 million, maybe?
That's a speculation.
That's being thrown about.
Jeez, that's next level paper. Now, I didn't. You know, I'll stay over here and play flag football with my kids.
Yeah, I'll go over there for about $5,000.
All right. So Nate, we do Beat the Geek with our guy, Shime, and you and I were discussing. We discussed this briefly last night. Shime is one of these guys who spends a lot of time on the All-22s looking at film and oftentimes feels that he is better equipped to analyze the game than those like yourself who played it. Shime,
right.
Shime, say hello to Nate, if you could.
What's going on, Nate? How are you?
Yeah, I can tell you're cocky by the sound of your voice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I forced Rob Ninkovich to apologize to me, so I have a decent track record here.
Yeah, I don't like the side of the bed that you woke up on right now. I'm not feeling you, but let's do this.
All right, let's get it.
I don't want to interrupt this. I just want to say it's amazing for as much as Wiggy talks, he is so modest when it comes to the relationships he's built over the years. Yeah, like last night from afar, seeing Nate and Wiggy talk out for like 30 minutes about everything and smiling. It's just, he's lived like 10 lifetimes.
And you won't meet someone who doesn't like Wiggy.
No, everybody loves Wiggs. Yep.
Well, I mean, if Nate really cared, he'd get you on NFL Today.
That's right.
Hey, I don't need it. I know. We have Boomer on, and Boomer, you know, Nate has nothing but great things to say. Nate's doing his thing. I love to see my brother doing his thing. That's all I care about.
Yeah, and let me say this. I know y'all know this, you know, before the listeners, because sometimes when we're in media for so long, people forget that, one, we played and played at a high level. Wiggs was obviously a tight end, but he was more of a He's more of a wide receiver that played the tight end position. One of the best route runners and a set of hands that would catch anything in big clutch moments. I mean, listen, the name is it's fitting, you know, Wiggs, Wiggy, Wig, Wig, but he also had that wiggle on the football field. So, like, I just want to put that out there. For those who don't know, my man was the absolute beast. You know, all the jokes aside, like, when he was on the football field and put them pads on, we all knew we can count on him, especially in the big moments.
By the way, I think I noticed last night that you must have listened to some of the criticism and got rid of the sideburns a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we had an old school episode. You know, we had Brent Musburger on, and I actually shaved my beard to have the old school pork chop sideburns. And there was a few people that told me that wasn't a good look. A couple of my friends that didn't know we had a theme going on in the pregame texted me during the show and was like, "Hey, do you need to go to therapy? Do you need to talk? Like, what's going on with you?" So I went with the clean shaving. I'm going to grow my beard back.
I loved it. I loved it because that's my guy. If I could be 25 years old, I would have been 25 years old in the 70s. I love the.
Hey, Wiggs, I feel you, bro. Hey, 70s and 80s.
Hey, that is my era.
You know, hey, we no, I don't think we would have survived. It's good that we were. Hey,
you know, pinky ring, coke nail, and pimps. That was my era.
Okay, Nate is on a network, Wiggy.
My bad.
All right, Nate. We got four games. UV Shime, your opportunity to beat the geek in London. Vikings, Browns.
In London, Vikings, Browns. I'm picking the game.
Yep.
I'm going with the Browns on this one. I just like what their defense has been doing, and eventually they're going to figure it out. And also, they named the young fella the starter. So I just feel like when you get a young guy in the lineup, it forces everybody else to step their game up, kind of like what we saw with the Giants and Jackson Dart. So I'm going with the Browns.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to take the Vikings here. I'll take the Brian Flores-led defense against a rookie quarterback overseas. I'll take the Vikings all day.
Okay.
All right.
Lions, Bengals.
Oh, man, this Detroit Lions all day, man. This is going to be a smoke show. These dudes are going to put it on the Bengals. I appreciated the effort that Jake Browning put out there when Joe Burrow went down. But what we've seen recently is that they're not gelling. When you see Jamar Chase on the sideline getting into it with his coach, that's a sign that things aren't working out. And the Lions, after getting beat up on in week one by the Packers, they have retooled, reset, rebooted, and they're going to be one of the best teams.
Sean?
I'm also taking the Lions here. I will take the team that gave Nate the most targets he ever had in a single season in his career.
Kiss ass.
Ah, I like what you did there. Hey, don't try to fluff my pillow, man. This is a competition. I don't like you right now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Tampa Bay, Seattle.
Man, this is a tough one. I'm starting to see Sam Darnold really figured out. Everybody wanted him to pick up where he left off last year with the Vikings, but it takes a little time when you're on a new team and running a new offense with new guys. But at the same time, you know, Baker Mayfield has been playing well. The injury of Mike Evans concerned me a bit, so this is a tough one. I'm going to Seattle, my former team.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, me and Nate on the same wavelength here. I will take the team that gave him that he had the least amount of yards in a single season on. That would be the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, and then the one that means the most to us, Sunday night, Pats, Bills, Nate Burleson.
Sunday night, Pats, Bills. Drake May is starting to figure it out. They're playing good on all levels. Marcus Jones with a big return. So it's like offense, defense, special teams all stepping up. I know they're 2-2, but we've seen some glimpses. And last week wasn't just a big win. You know, as we talk about all the time, you're supposed to win the games that you're supposed to win and win them emphatically. That was a big statement, even though it was against the Panthers. I like what I see in the Patriots. Listen, Sunday night, can they go steal one? Yes. Will it be a victory? Yes. And will it be a message and a shot to the AFC, basically warning everybody that the Patriots are here? I might go with this one as my upset of the week. I'm going with the Patriots.
Wow.
All right. How about that?
Wow.
Shime?
That takes some nuts. I will not be doing that. Cover me in Zubaz. I'm taking the Bills.
Oh, okay. God.
All right. Well, Nate, what's your first impression of Newport? I think you said first time here, right?
No, this is my third time here, first time at the event. But I'm loving it, man. I remember when I drove up here with the family. I'm from Seattle, so I had no idea, like, it was a vibe out here. So I took the drive with the family. We got in the hotel. We got on the water. I seen some BAB, some big-ass boats. And I'm like, yo, there's some money out here. And they were like, yeah, you see that castle on the hill? That's Jay Leno's. Or see that boat over there? That's Judge Judy's. I was like, yo, this is like the hidden secret. So, I'm really feeling it, man. It's good vibe, good people, good food. This is one of those places that I'll continue to come back to because it's a quick ride from New Jersey.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, everybody. That's Nate Burleson. And enjoy. I'm sure we'll see you around here over the next couple days. Nate, thanks for doing the show.
Anytime you guys need me, man. Y'all be cool. Wigs, I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Really cute.
Are you going
like
to cry?
You
cry a lot now because you're pregnant.
I know. I just I like when Wiggy's mushy. Like, it really it hits me different.
And you know one thing Wig has told us about, and it came true, he always mentions the wiggle.
Yeah, yep. That's it. That's it.
Started with Burleson and Moss and Culpepper on the Vikings.
I've won a few BMW awards in my NFL career, and if that BMW is body made wrong, I've won a few of those. But one thing, no denying, and I would always say, you're getting whooped by a BMW because you weren't able to cover me.
I was able to make guys miss and get open with my wiggle.
That's it. Interesting point where I got the nickname Wiggle from? You'll love this story.
Probably your last name?
No. Oh. Here's his story. So I'm walking in the mall in Indianapolis. And I'm walking down the mall, chilling, hanging out, and I hear, yo, Wiggle! And I'm looking around, yo, Wiggle! And I look, and I see
Edgerrin James.
And I see Edgerrin James.
I remember the story.
With you know, his dreads and everything. He was like, yo, what up, Wiggle? What up? And I was like, slow motion, baby, you know, just chilling.
It was W. He didn't say the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to lose the license. Yeah,
it was Edgerrin James. Yeah, man. He called me that when I was down there. And
all right. Good times. Listen, Nate picks the Pats.
Yeah, a shocker. That's a shocker.
Shocking.
Especially if they don't have Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said he likes the what they're doing. You know what? I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right. He better keep that same energy on Sunday when he's picking on NFL Today.
Yeah, he said that was his upset of the week.
I love it.
I don't know how you feel about that. You with him on it?
I think it's gonna be a game. I don't know.
Nate knows a lot, so I guess I gotta rock with him.
Josh Allen is so good.
He is so good.
Far ahead of Drake May.
But the only thing, and he didn't mention it, like a former Viking. There is the return of Diggs. Like, I feel like he's a guy that is going to meet – he loves prime time. Everybody's watching, and he's back where he was, and he wants to show up, you know, show that it was him that led to the winning with Josh Allen in the first place.
And this is Vrabel's moment, too. Like, I think this is, like, Vrabel's on the stage now.
He might be saving that for Tennessee when they play Tennessee.
No, but I'm saying for him to be, like
– all eyes on
spotlight.
The game.
Spotlight.
Yeah, all eyes on me.
I'm back in the coaching. Sunday night game.
Yes, like, you know, we're going against probably the best team in football right now. And for him to, like, defensively try to make a statement.
One last pick. Tomorrow, Clemson, UNC.
Uh-huh.
Clemson's a disaster right now. What do you guys think?
I like UNC in this one.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because Clemson is a disaster.
And it's at UNC, I believe.
And when you look at UNC, it's kind of like, you know, maybe it's going to take them a little bit of time, but Clemson is just, they're bad.
For me, it really depends on how Jordan scripted the first 15. Right. 15. Like, I mean, really. All right. We're in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday. The third least – we learned earlier during the news you guys are the third least hardworking state in the union. So congratulations on that. Have another beer in honor of that here at the Newport Craft Brewery. And let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Red Sox season is unfortunately over. They dropped game 3-4-0. Connelly Early lasted 3 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 6 in his MLB postseason debut. And Cam Schittler started the season in double A. I missed the L. I knew that was going to happen at some point. That first L really is hard to get in there.
That's what Wiggy's going to do after those hot dogs.
It's hard.
Schittler. Oh.
Schittler. Started the season in double A. Last night became the first pitcher ever to fire 8 scoreless innings with 12 plus
strikeouts. I need that ASAP. I know you're working on it.
And 0 walks in a playoff game. I went 3-for-4.
Hey,
you know, that's
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You do that.
Mac Jones and the Niners outlast the Rams in overtime. 26-23, the final in L.A. Mac Jones completed 33 of 49 passes for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win.
The Island Man, I'm telling you, Mac will be the full-time starter by the end of the year.
Okay.
I think so.
He had a good answer last night when he was asked about it, too. I thought he handled that well when he said, is Brock Purdy still the starter? I thought it was a very humble answer from Mac Jones, who said, I was brought on this team as a backup. He is the starter. He's dealing with a lot right now. I thought it was very well handled.
Oh, Curtis will love this. You know who this is? Bledsoe, Brady, Mac Purdy.
It is.
They
Look
paid
out.
Purdy all that money like they paid Drew, and then they were like, nope, this kid here.
And they gave the quarterback all that money, and there was still question whether it was worth it with Bledsoe, just like with Purdy.
Bingo.
Well, it is a Patriots Friday. We had Robert Spillane on the show this morning. If you missed it, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. He talked all things Sunday Night Football, Pats versus the Bills in Buffalo. You can go listen to that right now. And before Sunday, Saturday, we've got BC and Pitt at noon and UMass and Western Michigan at 2:30. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th, my apologies, at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. That is what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up.
Well, actually, Nick Kostos is going to join us next, and he will tell you how to wager this weekend from Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday at WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at Newport Craft Brewing, Newport, Rhode Island, Audrain, Concours, Motor Week, and we were just chatting with this guy, who is the host of Spike's Car Radio podcast, Spike Ferenston. And Wiggy is obsessed, not because of your podcast, but because he used to write not only for Jay Leno, but he used to write for Seinfeld.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which episodes can we credit you?
Soup Nazi was my first one.
Wow.
Maybe arguably the best ever Seinfeld.
I didn't feel that way when I wrote it, but people seemed to like it.
Oh, wait, that's
you,
a great one.
You created the Soup Nazi?
Yes.
Yeah. That is like the greatest of all time.
Yes.
And I'm from Massachusetts. I'm from New England.
No way.
Yeah.
What else? Other episodes?
Little Kicks, where Elaine dances.
Yes.
Oh. Muffin Tops.
Great moves.
Yeah.
Muffin Tops?
Yeah.
This guy's royalty.
I know.
That's what I said.
Holy cow.
He's writing royalty, and now you're car royalty. So
yeah, well, we've always been car guys. I used to write for David Letterman, who's a car guy. Then went to write for Jerry. I worked with Jay. You know, I've always been around kind of comedy and car people.
Who has a better car collection, Jay Leno or Jerry Seinfeld?
Seinfeld, for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, better is a judgment.
Yeah.
But you know, they're two different kinds of collections. Like Jay. Jay's collection is amazing, but it's the other side of the hill. And Jerry's collection is very Porsche-focused. So, you know, each collection kind of is a reflection of who they are as kind of guys, you know?
Yeah. You end up, it seems like people who collect end up being like a muscle car focused collector or a, you know, European, you know, Porsche, Lamborghini, Ferrari kind of.
I think it's what they like to drive. I mean, it's really all it is, you know. And it's unfortunate if your cars end up costing more than the American muscle car. But it's like a sneaker. When you get in it and you drive it and you love it, that's your thing, whatever it is.
Do you think it's the eras? Because I know I was talking to Rob Ninkovich, who plays for the Patriots, and he's big into cars. And we were talking about how, like, the Trans Am and the...
He loves Broncos and stuff like that.
But, like the late 80s, early 90s Trans Ams, like Z28s are starting to come back in, or the Mustang 5.0s. Is it, like, the era that you kind of grow up in? Because I feel like that was my wheelhouse, and I love those type of cars. But I also love, like, the 60s Camaros and the Eleanor, the 68 Shelby Mustang. So is it, like, more of the... kind of like when you grew up and maybe the cars like just sparked your interest?
It can be, you know, what you dreamed about. Mm-hmm. You know, there are kind of three stages to a car guy. There's the dreaming of stuff, if you're lucky enough to make enough money to afford it, the accumulating of stuff, and then there's kind of the selling of stuff. And right now in the car, you know, like collectible car business, it is about the 2000s and the 2010s and the late 90s. You know, that's the hottest part of the market right now. And that's because guys in their 30s, you know.
Right.
We're just currently looking for things to take our mind off the Red Sox.
Yeah, so. No, I know. I was so psyched to be back here and get back to New England, and I got to my hotel. There were bunk beds in my hotel room.
No way.
And I had a sandwich from Cumberland Farms. Excuse me. I turned on the TV, Red Sox. And I was so psyched to watch the game.
Yeah. And then the fourth inning happened.
You know, I grew up, my brother turned into a Yankee fan when he was 12 years old.
Wow.
1978. You know what happened?
Bucky
what?
Dent.
Yep.
Bucky Dent.
Bucky effing Dent.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And my best friend and my brother both went Yankees fans, and so texted me less. It was bad.
It was bad.
But, you know, growing up, they lost a lot, so it did feel still a little bit like home.
It felt like home. Yeah. All right, so you're doing the podcast down here, and people should tune in and check it out.
Yeah, we're doing the show with Jay in a minute. And I was just joking about his collection. He's got an incredible collection.
All right, good.
Good. You guys took that really seriously.
Yeah, well, I was like, wow, all right, he's got to step it up. He's got to keep up with Seinfeld.
Both of those guys have collections that would just blow your mind. Yeah. Like, if you ever get out to the Valley or out to L.A., call up Jay and look at what his thing is. You can point to anything in his shop and he'll start it. And so you'll look around and everyone points at the same thing. I did too. An old steam-powered fire engine from the 1920s. And he goes, okay, watch this. And he hops in, starts it right up.
Yeah. That's really impressive. He drives his cars.
Like for as long as I've been in L.A., I've seen Jay driving things around.
Yeah.
All sorts of things. Wow. He's the real deal for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for Seinfeld. Right.
Thank you. God, Soup Nazi.
You're welcome.
Soup Nazi.
Unbelievable.
Great episode. We got to check in with Nick Costos and find out how we should wager this weekend. He is an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider and the host of You Better, You Bet. Hey, Nick. Good morning.
With you
Nick.
Guys.
Hey,
I just had some jambalaya, boys. Great to be on with you.
Jambalaya? Why?
That's the soup Nazi. That's Newman's line from the episode.
Oh, I thought you were actually having jambalaya.
Jambalaya? How do you not know that? Are you not a big Seinfeld fan?
No, I love Seinfeld. It's not, to me, this is an old school take. It is not the greatest sitcom of all time. I think Cheers was the greatest sitcom of all time.
Oh, you are welcome to your incorrect opinion. So that that is okay. That's all.
Seinfeld, hands down.
I don't know. It's subjective.
I would say, honestly, here's a take for you. 2 and a Half Men is second best behind Seinfeld.
Okay. Oh my God.
Friends is the best. You're all wrong.
Friends?
Yep. I said what I said.
Friends is a sitcom for morons. So,
okay.
glad you love it.
Great.
By the way,
Two and a Half Men?
Yeah, that's the worst thing ever.
Nobody has ever
He's right. Two and a Half Men is tremendous.
What's next on your list? How I Met My Mother?
I would say I never watched that. I would say Frasier would be next on my list.
Wow. Really? Well, that's in the Frasier. Cheers So yeah. That's connected to Cheers.
Yeah, I would honestly, I would say that I'm a little young for Cheers, so I kind of miss Cheers in its heyday. But not a great take by me on Cheers.
But think about the muffin top industry that was created by that guy.
Correct.
Like you go to any grocery store now. They sell the muffin top.
Correct.
Without that Seinfeld episode, none of that happens.
Never would have trademarked it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, never would have happened. On this show earlier, Nick, Nate Burleson picked the New England Patriots to win this game on Sunday.
Is he putting his own money on it or no?
Just his reputation.
I would guess that he just made that pick and he's not betting on it. You guys know I love the Patriots coming into the year. I bet them to make the playoffs. I loved them last week against Carolina. They were my survivor pick. I do not love them this week in this game. And we'll see if Milton Williams practices today. And you guys know this, right? And your listeners know how important he's been. Signed away from the Eagles. He's been an absolute monster. He was a monster last week. So was Christian Barmore against Carolina. I think if he doesn't play, it's a massive deal. And I think Drake May's the goods. I think the Patriots have their starting quarterback of the future. I think he's a monster. And Josh McDaniels has done a great job. I don't think the Patriots are going to be able to score to keep up with Buffalo in this game. Bill's getting a couple plays. Players back from injury. I see Buffalo winning this game by double digits. I will lay the Bills. I'll lay the 8 with Buffalo.
Yeah, I feel like this. I don't know what to expect with the Patriots defense. If Milton Williams, and it's been bad for Milton Williams because he was limited and then he was out, didn't practice yesterday. I doubt he plays this weekend. That's the best point yet, Costos. I think he's a big reason they lose.
Yep. So, yeah, I do like Buffalo in the game, and I feel like, maybe this will be another New England team losing to a New York team coming up on Sunday night.
Okay. Where do you stand? Wiggy and I believe that Mac Jones may keep this job. Do you think that there's a chance that Mac inevitably is the quarterback of the future for the 49ers?
Well, it just gave Brock Purdy $250 million. So I would say, unlikely that happens. But look, Mac was outstanding last night and was a warrior in that game. Got knocked down so many times, has a sprained PCL, kept getting back up. I thought he was magnificent. I think you need way more than what's happened for Mac to take Brock's job just because of the financial commitment that they made this offseason in Brock Purdy.
But more importantly, what do you think about his suit?
Yeah, he looked like Tommy Lee Jones in Batman, right?
No,
as Two-Face.
Nailed it.
Right? That's what it was. Yeah, where's Harvey Dent? That's what it looked like to me. I didn't like it. But then he was great in the game, so credit to him.
But, Nick, can I ask you something, though? Do you think that if, they don't rush Purdy back and Mac continues to play, don't you think there's going to be some type of quarterback controversy? Because Purdy wasn't playing good before the injury. And so I would think that the 49er fans would – and there were already the whispers about there being a quarterback controversy out there in Frisco.
Well, I think Purdy's probably going to miss at least one more game, and then we'll see from there. It's kind of nebulous right now with his toe injury. So let's just invent a scenario, right? Let's say Purdy's out 4 games, and Mac wins all 4, and he's awesome in all 4. Then maybe we have a conversation about Mac as the quarterback, even when Purdy's healthy. I think it's very unlikely to happen. First off, I think that Purdy's going to be back in the next couple weeks. And then once George Kittle's back and Ayuk's back and the wide receivers are back, I think you're going to have to put Purdy in there. And one thing I will disagree on, we really only saw Purdy play one healthy game this year, semi-healthy game, and it was the opener against the Seahawks, and he injured his toe in that game, and he led them on a game-winning drive at the very end with an injured toe. So I still think this is Purdy's team. Of course there are scenarios you can create where he takes the job. I just think it's very unlikely.
You brought it up, and I'm surprised it took you so long. How was the mood last night in New York and this morning?
So I think I'm going to be very very fair and honest here. So I'm 42. When I was growing up, we kicked the Red Sox ass all the time, obviously, and everyone in Boston knows that. The Yankees never lost to the Red Sox. And then when 2004 happened and the Yankees with the ALCS collapse, the shoe's been on the other foot. And look, the Yankees have beaten the Red Sox a million times in the regular season, but when it's mattered, the Red Sox have had the Yankees' number. So it actually did mean a little something to me as a Yankee fan. And Red Sox fans, you should take that as a huge compliment, because beating the Red Sox used to be a foregone conclusion for me as a Yankee fan. Now, when like we beat the Red Sox in a huge spot like we did last night, like it feels extra special. So it just shows how far the Red Sox have come in the 21 years since 2004. It felt great last night. I do think the Yankees will win the American League pennant again and go to the World Series, and I think they will lose to the Dodgers or the Phillies, whoever wins that NLDS series. But
it was the next generation was watching that game thinking the Red Sox would win, and I grew up thinking that they were going to pee their bed every night.
And Curtis, on the flip side, like, you're right about that. Think about, like, young Yankee fans right. who were expecting them to lose that game last night. So I am sincerely hoping, as a New Yorker, that this was a changing of the guard and that the Yankees can keep rolling now against the Red Sox. It was awesome to win that game last night. I'm not going to lie or front about that.
Speaking of rolling, can I bet on Jackson Dart? Nick,
like in this game?
Yeah, against the Saints.
I wouldn't. I don't know. Dexter Lawrence may not play in the game. The Giants opened as a favorite, Shime, and I disagreed with that with no Malik Nabers. The Saints are favored now. They should be. I struggle with how the Giants are going to have any semblance of a passing game without Nabers. I think the Saints are going to win.
All right, give us one more to wager this weekend before you go, Nick.
All right, let's go with, how about this one? Sunday morning in London, the Vikings and the Browns. So Minnesota's injury report, like, literally just came out moments ago. They are going to be missing three of their five offensive linemen and their backup center. So they're on their third string center up against the Browns' electric defensive front. I know Dylan Gabriel starting. I will take the 3.5 with the Cleveland Browns, and I'll feel good about it. And one other will be, Dallas might be without four of their five offensive linemen on Sunday against the Jets. That number is Cowboys -2.5. I think the Jets are going to win, and I do like the Jets plus +2.5 against Dallas.
Nick, it is always awesome to have you on the show, so thank you very much, and congratulations.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And you know what the soup Nazi said to Connolly early in the Red Sox last night? No soup for you. Next.
They don't like it here. They don't like. Don't come to right. Newport. Don't come to Newport for a while.
Newport, one of the best places in the world. Super bougie, right up my alley. I wish I was there with you guys right now.
Yeah. All right.
See you, Nick.
That's the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. All right, we got rid of him, that New Yorker. He's right. gone. We're in Newport, Rhode Island. Unbelievable morning so far here in Newport. We will take a quick break, and we will get to your Hill Notes coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I can't believe we're out of time. I don't even think we have time for Hill Notes, which would have been brought to you by Coleman Electric. But what a show,
man!
Honestly,
so good.
You guys, Rhode Island, you're unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Over and over again, we come here and you guys show up like nobody else. So it's been unbelievable. I want to thank everybody here at Newport Craft Brewing, Wally's Wieners. Want to thank Jay Leno for being on the show this morning. Want to thank Nate Burleson, right. Wiggy's old teammate, for being on the show this morning.
But the biggest star was Skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike. You nailed it.
In 3, 2, the biggest star was Spike.
Yeah. You know what's amazing about this show?
What?
Like, for me, to have a guy like that on. who wrote for Seinfeld,
yes,
which everybody knows I love Seinfeld, then to have Jay Leno on and talk about how Richard Pryor is his GOAT and, like, you know, like, you, like, I can just remember seeing Richard Pryor in movies. I remember watching him in the Mac and then his stand-up. Then to have on Chaz Palminieri, like, it's like the people we have on. I could have sat there and I could have talked 4 hours with Jay Leno about just comedians and, like, yeah, everything. I could have, yeah, talked 4 hours with Skip about about Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
And you know, it's, yeah, just amazing.
You're saying, like, you're saying we need more time is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, anyway, we, especially when we have guests on, because, yeah, it's like, it, yeah, we just need more time.
But, like, Soup Nazi is the most quoted sitcom episode of all time.
I'm glad we looked it up after it, because, yes, when you ask, like, the best episodes and he names, like, the three most, I don't, yeah, watch Seinfeld. I know those three episodes. I'm like, come on. There's, yep, no way that, oh, you wrote all.
When you're calling the man.
Yeah, we looked it up during the break. He, yeah, was telling the truth.
That's, yeah, he was spot
I like
on.
The fact. Check.
Yeah,
right.
You're, so good.
You're a fact checker. All right. I want to thank certainly our bland manager, Len. Where's Len Laird?
Right there.
Len Laird.
Hey, good job, Ken.
Len.
Good job. Our engineer, Griff.
Good job, Griff.
Our former vice president of Twitch services, Amen Corner.
Good job, Amen.
Unbelievable job.
To Manhattan.
On Twitch and YouTube. Great recovery from last night. I don't know,
yes,
how you did it.
Yeah.
I do not know how you did it. Our marketing director, Carolyn, round of applause for her whole team. The amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation. Unbelievable.
And Mark Mingles came,
yes,
down, are the greatest guy in all the world and his, yeah, wife
and
are here.
And the nicest.
That's awesome.
We love
fantastic,
Mark.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Newport, we love being here. And Audrain, we want to thank Audrain for having us. And a bunch of great events going on all weekend long here in Newport. So that'll do it for us.
Go BC, right, tomorrow.
Go Eagles.
Yeah. Go Pats.
Go
big
Pats.
Big one on Sunday night. We'll be back Monday morning from Gillette Stadium talking about it with Mike Vrabel. And with Boomer Esiason, Jones and Keefe with their thoughts on the Red Sox coming up next. Thank you. Goodbye, Newport.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And,
yeah,
you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.